So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince.
Oh, here it is. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. Back again. Sooner than you would have ever thought that it was coming again.
Yeah.
Here to now to there. Being here. It's so great to be here.
It's great. It's greater than ever to be here.
How's that
where else would
go?
I be?
Yeah. And there's nearly anywhere else in the world right now.
There's nowhere else in the world right now?
I don't know. What am I talking about? I don't know.
There's nobody else in the world
right now? There's nowhere else in the world right now. Only here. I mean, that could be true. I don't know.
It could be true, for all I know. I mean, we're just stupid, basically. We're just idiots. I mean, what do we know?
Yeah, what do we know?
I mean, what do you know? Name some things that you know, and I'll tell them. I'll tell you.
Of you know. That tree at Lake Needwood.
You know how tall it is, or do you just know that it is?
I said the height of.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Do you know how tall the height is?
It sounds pretty short.
All right, you're a very good listener.
That's what they tell me.
Really? Does anyone actually tell you that?
No, not really.
Have you heard anyone tell you that?
Have you heard about the Morgans?
The Morgans? What? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Did we just say this?
We just said the same thing.
Awesome. We're not the same person.
No,
seriously.
Earlier at lunch, we were talking about this two things. And we were talking about this one thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there's this girl, let's call her
Tammy.
No, let's not call her Tammy. Let's call her, I don't know.
Bill Clinton.
Let's call her, what's a girl's name? I can't think of any.
I gave you one.
How about...
Blowjob.
Susan.
Okay. That's quite a name.
Yeah. So there's this Susan, right? And like she's like here during rush, and all these all these freshmen that just like follow her around all the time, and we were talking about this at lunch, and me and my friend were both talking about it. And we're like, oh yeah, it was called, and then we both said it at the same time, and like my friend goes, oh, the Susan Fan Club. I was like, yeah, the Susan Fuck Club. And we both said it at the same time, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Did everybody laugh?
Yeah, everybody laughed.
What were you eating at lunch?
Quiznos.
All right.
Yeah. And, yeah, Quiznos is great.
Yeah, it's good.
It's pretty good.
I went to a Subway recently that it's very disappointing.
Most of them are. Some of them are. Some of them are good. I like the one over by QO.
I don't know.
But yeah, most of the ones around here are pretty bad. I mean, around the studio.
Yeah, right. I mean, I know Eric Heisen is getting a bunch of like kickbacks from them or whatever, for letting them rent space in our building.
Right.
But I think he could like.
It's like they write him a check every month, just
yeah,
you know, for the right to let them operate out of that space. I mean,
yeah,
that's gotta be illegal.
It's like it's over the table. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah. I think we should get Fox 5 to investigate.
We should call the BBB.
The
Triple B.
The what does that stand for?
The Better Business Bureau.
Oh, no, they don't have any power.
We should call Consumer Reports.
We should call...
Checkbook Magazine.
Consumer Affairs. Isn't that program that's on like Sunday mornings on WTOP?
That program.
Yeah. What else would you call it?
I don't know, like a show.
It's definitely not a show. Okay. There's nothing showy about it. It's just
a tell.
She talks like this, and then people sometimes call in on Consumer Affairs.
I mean, she sounds pretty successful if she's getting people to call in. Okay. It never happens to us.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah, but not that often.
Yeah. So speaking of interesting, what do you think about this movie? Let's talk about some of these movies that are coming out. What's that one? The Steve Carell. First of all, Steve Carell's leaving The Office, huh?
Yeah. Okay, I heard that.
They're gonna have to end The Office because there's no way it's gonna be good.
I heard that they're gonna replace him with Ricky Gervais.
Really?
No.
Oh. That would be, I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah, he's got the experience.
Yeah. He knows the system. He knows the system. Damn it.
Oh. Okay, I'll laugh at that. Yeah, nice.
Okay. So what's this movie?
I know what you're talking about.
Lunch for Losers?
Yeah, Lunch for Losers. That's very good.
Wait, what's it called?
Dinner for Schmucks.
Oh yeah, I can never remember that. Is that gonna be good? It looks like it could be good.
I agree with you.
You know what's gonna happen? I'll spoil it for you.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, he takes this guy to the dinner, but then you know, he's a big hit, but then he becomes friends with him, and then he still keeps going to the dinner with him, and like, but then other people at the dinner like find out that he's that they're friends, and then he doesn't get the promotion anymore, and then something happens to resolve it.
And then Steve Carell just gets the promotion.
Yeah, that's probably it.
All right, yeah, that sounds pretty good. I would see that plot.
The endings of these movies are always, like, really unpredictable, which is kind of weird, because, like, most movies are pretty predictable. But, like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah, so... But you never know, because either it's going to be, like... Because you never know. It's always, like, a happy ending. You know that it's going to be a happy ending, but you don't know it's going to be, like, oh, they're happy that he got the promotion. Or, like, oh, they're happy that, you know, he,
They're friends.
Happy that they're friends, and he didn't need the promotion after all.
Yeah, the promotion was in his heart the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. It could be anything.
Yeah. Well, so we'll just have to go see it and find out.
Yeah.
Or maybe it turns out that the schmuck was really you the whole time.
Yeah.
And the dinner was Steve Carell.
Oh, I never... Now it makes sense.
Yeah, right? Sorry, spoiler alert.
Dude, a fucking 3D movie costs $14
with
a student discount.
Yeah, I mean, that's how much it actually costs, but...
That's not... No, not even for IMAX. Just a regular 3D movie.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's why I'm never going to see a 3D movie.
But, like, sometimes you can't avoid it. Like, all these theaters are only showing them in 3D anymore.
Then I just won't go, because that's retarded. It is retarded. Are they gonna start selling 3D DVDs now? Like, that's so bad. Oh god,
I hope not. I mean, they will.
There's 3D TVs. And here's a question for you. What makes a TV 3D? Like, all you have to do is just move the red and the blue.
I don't know. They got higher frequency or something?
No, it's just bullshit.
Wait, do you have to wear glasses to watch the TV?
Yes.
Oh, that's stupid.
It is stupid.
I know. I agree. This whole thing is stupid.
It's so stupid. Like, why is it just becoming popular now, of all times?
Yeah, I don't know. I know. I just want to see these movies in 2D.
Yeah, that's all I want.
Why can't I see them in 2D? Even if they cost the same, I wouldn't really want to see them in 3D.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And it's such a rip-off that they charge more for 3D.
Yeah. Because,
like, it doesn't cost any more to show it in 3D.
Well, it costs more that they had to install everything.
No. I mean, all they gotta do is, like, show the glasses or whatever.
Show the glasses?
Give you glasses. Or do you have to bring your own glasses? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's like at the grocery store when people bring their own bags. So, like,
yeah.
You can bring your own glasses, but that makes you a weirdo.
Dude, I saw a Playboy that was in 3D.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean,
that makes a lot. That makes some
sense. It wasn't that great.
How much was that?
I don't know. How much did Playboy cost? I didn't buy it.
Okay.
I just looked at it.
Okay. Wait, I was going to say something.3D movies.
I mean, we're in 3D right now. We're podcasting in 3D.
Yeah, if my voice is coming at you in three dimensions.
Yeah. If you have a 3D enabled iPod, you can be hearing us in 3D right now. So, I think it's pretty cool, but no, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta wear these stupid like glasses on your ears anyway. It's really dumb.
Yeah.
If you are okay with looking like an idiot on a bus.
Hey man, those people, they can hate all they want, but you're really just ahead of the curve.
I'm ahead of the curve?
Like, no, the listener.
Oh. I mean, I'm ahead too. Like, I'm listening to this before anyone.
You're ahead of like the straight away.
Okay. Alright. I'll take that.
You're ahead of the edge. The corner.
I live on the edge.
The vortex.
The vortex. That's not similar to corner.
You're ahead of the face.
Awesome. Yeah, that's good.
So, math jokes here at obscureporn.com.
I don't know. Those are really math jokes. Oh, I thought you meant like a face, literally. Like, I thought you were making a joke on head and face.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
But you meant like face, like a surface. The surface.
No, maybe that's what you meant.
Well, that's what I mean now.
Is that really what you think of as face?
What?
Is that really how you think of face?
What?
Like the face of a cube or something?
No, I don't. But I thought you might have.
No, but you think of it as like surface?
No, I don't usually. I think of it as like my face.
No, but like if you had a cube and you thought of like one face of the cube, you'd think of like, oh yeah, like a surface.
No, I would think of, like, the side of it. You know, like, the face. It's face.
Yeah, but if you had to think of, like, what's that side called, you'd be it's a face. Surface.
No, I call it a face. I draw a smiley face on it and call it a face.
Okay.
And I'd be like, it's that one that has the smiley face. That's right. What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What do you call one side of a cube? I mean, a sphere.
Inception.
Yeah, great. Do you see a trailer for that movie with Matt Damon as and then there's the guys who like control everything and they wear suits?
Wait, The Matrix?
No. No one wore suits in The Matrix.
What was your question?
It was like this. The question is, did you see the trailer with this movie that has Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
All right, forget it.
Wait, no, I didn't.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't have anything to say about it. I thought you might.
Oh. Wait, what's what's you?
I'm Ben.
Oh, cool. Alright. Let's go to break.
I co-host the show with a guy named Ben.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to break. Right.
Let's go to break.
A better way. Just go to movietickets.com. Order your tickets online and pick them up at the theater. Movietickets.com, your own personal box office.
Hey everybody, we're back. Right? Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I was worried for a second there. We did it.
So, you remember this guy, Johnny Aloha, or whatever?
No.
The guy that you work with? Johnny Aloha?
John Naronha?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Dude, so, before I was like, yeah,
actually, I don't really work with him. He's just in my building.
Yeah, so I said that I like heard about him, but it was actually somebody else with a similar name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you haven't heard about him?
No. You meet any cool MIT people there?
Well, the guy who sits next to me is from MIT, but I don't think you know him. He's like an international student.
Yeah, he's like Shin Ni Wong or something. Yeah, I know.
Wait, what?
He's from Korea.
How do you know this?
Park. Shin something Park. She.
Sojin.
Sojin, yeah, there you go.
Wait, how do you know that?
Yeah, I know everything.
Yeah, alright, great. I met this other guy, Josh, but he wasn't very cool.
Josh Dietrich?
I don't know.
Well, if he wasn't very cool, that sounds like an MIT student.
Yeah, right. He lived on East Campus.
Oh, wow. That's a good sign.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't met that many MIT people.
True.
Oh, I met this other guy who's also like international or something. Kynar. He looks exactly like Jimmy Fallon. It's kind of crazy.
That's really funny.
Yeah. Except for, I guess, a little tanner.
Right.
I don't know what nationality he is. Anyway, Did you meet any Cornell people at your job?
No.
over there at MIT?
No. I met some MIT people.
Oh, that's cool. Any cool ones?
No.
That sucks.
Yep. Dude, what do you think about this Hulu Plus?
Oh, well, what does it mean for if I'm not Plus?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah. That's what everyone wants to know. Like, what am I losing here?
Yeah. I mean, if there's Hulu Plus, that implicitly means that the normal one is Hulu Minus.
No. Plus is, like, actually Plus. So there's, like...
It's actually Plus.
There's, like, HD, and you can watch it on your iPod or your iPad or your iPhone. And there's, like, more episodes, I think.
Yeah, well, why can't I watch those episodes?
Because you're not paying $10 a month.
Why? But I just want to watch them.
Then download them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't they know people can do that?
Yeah.
They should just...
A lot of times when people, you know, like circumvent the system, it's just because the system sucks.
Yeah.
So now that the system is better, people will just pay.
No.
I mean, we're not going to pay, but somebody will pay.
Not that many people.
I know a few people who will pay.
Really?
Yeah, you know, those young professionals, they got their iPads, they're trying to watch their favorite shows on the go with their 3G.
I hate you.
I'm serious. That's what I'm talking about.
Ugh. Wait, is it $10 how often?
A month.
Oh, that's a lot.
Dude, when you're making bank, you know, you're just, you know, $10 a month, that's like, whatever, you already pay for the Comcast, so why, actually, yeah, I don't know, if you have a Sling box already, then maybe you shouldn't, I mean, whatever, it's Hulu, on your iPad, in HD,
all right,
Retina Vision, what is it called, Retina Display,
what,
that's what the new iPhone has.
What is it?
It's like super HD. It's like 720p on a little 3.5-inch screen.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Because it's more high definition than your eye can discern.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did hear about that, yeah.
Seinfeld vision.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty well put together pitch that you had there, Vince.
What?
For Hulu Plus.
Did you know I'm going to throw out the first pitch at a Red Sox game?
You are?
Yeah.
When?
Just as soon as I win the contest.
But how do you win?
Just wait for them to tell me I won.
Oh, that sounds pretty easy.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds like something I could do.
That's too late. It might not be too late, actually.
It's too late. I can start waiting anytime.
All right, just sign up for JetBlue and then enter the contest.
I want to sign up for JetBlue. You didn't tell me that was part of it.
Well, I mean, I already did that.
Oh, man. Ugh. More like you JetBlue it.
Dude, JetBlue is pretty great.
Really? Why?
Dude, their planes are all nice and new, and there's like TVs in the back of the seat. And...
Yeah.
Oh my god, are you kidding me? JetBlue is so much better than every other airline.
I don't think I've ever flown it.
That's a big mistake. You gotta do it. They always sit me next to cute girls, too.
Yeah. It never flies anywhere that I need to go.
Well, because you gotta take the bus, then. Alright.
Maybe I'll just go wherever it's going.
Yeah, that's a better idea. Anyway, we're out of time.
Oh, alright. Vince and I are going to fly home. We'll see you all this time.
I'm taking JetBlue. Ben is going to take, like...
I'll figure something out. Don't worry.
He's going to get on a FedEx plane.
Yeah, it really sucks.
All right. See ya.
Bye.